Just tell me how this app works.
It basically functions kind of like Yelp, where you can either search by keyword, by category, or by location to help you kind of narrow in on where you might find a native small business to support with whatever you may need, whether it be muffins or someone to do some plaster work or screen printing. There's a whole host of businesses on there.
So are these businesses that are located on reservations or also off reservations? If they're owned by Native American, they're in there.
It's both. And I'll admit, when we originally created Res Rising, our intent was to focus primarily on tribal lands. But once we started collecting the data, and by that I mean we went out to the Navajo Nation fairs, and we were recruiting small businesses to sign up for Res Rising, and there's a lot of the diaspora that were coming home for those fairs, and it didn't seem right to exclude them, and it initiated a conversation within our own team about who we need to include and that we shouldn't punish entrepreneurs who've gone off the reservation because they had to by necessity in order to grow. You usually do have to go to the border towns or to the urban areas. So that kind of expanded our scope.
And you mentioned the diaspora. You're talking about tribal members that have had to leave the tribal lands to go find work.
Yeah, I'm one of them. So I live in Denver, and I commute to work on the Navajo Nation. When I'm driving across the res, I mean, I don't know where to eat in many farms or the best fry bread in Shiprock. So I see myself as a user, but I do emphasize tourists a lot just because that is the biggest, there's so much untapped potential there. And I think tourists, too, want more authentic experiences. But when you drive into Tuba, the first thing you see is a Denny's and a McDonald's.
So how do you hope this new app, Res Rising, is going to help Native entrepreneurs?
We haven't sampled the entire 500-plus businesses, but we're assuming that probably for a majority of them, this is their first time with any sort of online presence. And that's one of our big goals, is that the modern world now is online, and that if you want to grow your business on Navajo, you can't limit it to just your neighbors and your local community. You really need to start thinking about how you're going to attract off-reservation customers, non-native customers. And really, the only way to do that these days is by being online. But how do you do that when internet is hard to come by or a computer is hard to come by? Res Rising is trying to bridge that gap for a lot of these entrepreneurs.
Tell me about some of the businesses that I would be able to find if I went on Res Rising right now.
One of my favorite silversmiths in Tuba City is Deal Jewelry. He's been doing this for decades. He's a very seasoned silversmith. But his work is hard to come by because it's hard to get access to him. He just had created a Facebook page about 2 years ago. So Res Rising is kind of like his way to expand that online presence. But it's things like that, you know, those really hidden gems. And for him, it's kind of literally, since he's a jeweler. But these people that have been embedded in the community for decades, the community knows them, but the people that he would probably benefit the most from, which are tourists and people who are looking for authentic, traditional, but also innovative jewelry, they would never know he exists. So I think featuring him, I was so proud to have his profile on there.
Heather Fleming, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.